All right, welcome to another episode of Gin and Truth. I'm the captain of this ship, Robert motherfucking Reed. I got a tumble full of Hendrix Club, mind full of thoughts. Let's go. All right, gang, let's jump into this shit. First and foremost, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning. Please go fuck yourself. You're like, Uncle Bobby, why do you sound like you're hosting a phone sex hotline? It's because I'm not awake. But let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room. Your boy's been absent. Gang, the current emotional roller coaster that I am on, I wouldn't wish on anybody. This is not a good time, right? I'm not smiling a lot these days. But the crippling fear of losing my father set aside, I absolutely pouted like a child over the whole YouTube thing. And you know what? I would do it again, and I'm kind of still doing it. For me, it's just a matter of principle. I'm obviously not getting paid by YouTube to do this. I told y'all, this is fun for me. I enjoy this. But the fact that they platform and they pay the likes of the Durbins, the Turricks, the Craigs, just based on principle, I was having a really hard time posting my videos. I got to wake up. Uncle Bobby, go fuck yourself. Let's get a sip here. Back on topic. Again, I'm not stupid. And Peter, you absolutely nailed it. I cuss too goddamn much. I do. Oh, by the way, you guys give a shout out to my man, Peter. He's going to host these videos until I get my YouTube situation straightened out. Back on topic. I cuss too much. I talk too much shit. Okay, fine. I jump on my sword. But just because you don't hear the word fuck on Turek's videos, not unless I'm commentating on them, doesn't make him better. His content is horrible. It's literally lethal. You guys remember that video I did? There was a non-binary individual in the audience, Math. And Math got to the mic and was like, I do not care about the Jesus bullshit. I don't care about pizza taking a nap. I don't care about, what do you mean by that? Your words are lethal. Your rhetoric on the LGBTQ plus community only increases the rate of self-harm. Now, you got a mic with thousands of people right in front of you. Apologize. Retract the fucking statements, my dude. What did Turek say when faced with the actual factuals? Math. I mean, if there is no God, there's nothing wrong with transgender faggots unaliving themselves. Math. Is it objectively wrong? And when Math was like, you know, just cut the bullshit, man. I literally just told you that what comes out of your mouth is lethal. All he wanted to do was play the game. Be a fucking Christian apologist. YouTube pays him to do that. The video that got me stripped of monetization status? Ben Shapiro. The political side of the fence that Ben Shapiro supports? January the 6th. The second insurrection on U.S. soil. Please go fuck yourself. Call me crazy. I think that's newsworthy. I just belched. Hashtag unprofessional. That's newsworthy. You know what Ben Shapiro did after January the 6th? He talked about toys. Target had the audacity to open up a gender-neutral portion of their toy section. Was it mandatory that you buy it? If you still want to get your little boy a plastic machine gun, that option's still available. If you still want to get your little girl a plastic tea set, that option was still available. If you just want to be stereotypical with the gender stuff, then they had a section for, here, this is for everybody. Ben Shapiro did a news story about that. So you know what I called him? I called him a fucking coward. You want to know why? That's fucking cowardly. Period in the story. That video was tagged as incendiary, hateful content. Oh, I was bullying Ben Shapiro. Here's a man with millions of followers. And at the time, what did I have? 200 followers, tops. And I was bullying Ben Shapiro. I lost monetization. That was my problem. That was my problem. And it still bothers me. It does. But like politics, there's a game to be played. And apparently I suck at playing the game. And I'm okay with that. But last week, I actually did a video. I did. Told you I'm not leaving. I may take breaks from time to time, but I'm not leaving. I went to go post a video. I recorded it. I did all the shit. And then I clicked, and only to find out my channel was taken down. Gang, I'm just riding a streak of bad luck right now. So, but fuck it. I told you I'm never leaving. I'm never fucking leaving. Gang, look at Papa's monkey ass. I still have to do this shit solo. So you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to let Papa out. Nothing's changed. Go fuck yourselves. Come on, Papa. Come on. Hey, Papa. All right, gang, apparently that was a false alarm. Tell you what, I need to get one more thing. Gang, aren't I a fucking professional? Watch out, Papa. Back on topic. The meat of today's rotted sandwich, the bullshit. The absolute hot steaming pile of bullshit that is useless conversation. Now, gang, this all stems from a thread that apparently I kicked off a fucking firestorm. I think this conversation is important. I do. And that's why I'm not going to quit. And that's why I'm not going to quit. Gang, I truly wonder where would I be if it wasn't for like the Tracy Harris's, the Jim Peoples, the Martin Wagners, the Matt Dillahunties. This conversation is important. I told y'all once, I was once married to a severe Catholic, and I do mean a severe one. Why am I whispering? Oh God, I gotta wake up. The mere conversation piece of non-belief would set her off. So I just stopped. And it wasn't even so much non-belief, but it was like, okay, we just left church. You don't think that message was a little bit fucked up? Because we wouldn't always just go to Catholic services. We'd go to Baptist because half my family's Baptist. And like, that didn't bother you any? And she was just neck deep in it. She wouldn't question anything. And I was like, okay, well, Jesus was a Jew. But modern day Jews, period, don't believe in his divinity. So do you really mean to tell me that all those people in Israel are going to burn in hell forever? That would set her off. You couldn't have these conversations. So, you know, like a child sneaking porn or whatever the fuck, I had to kind of go behind her back and listen to other people talk. These conversations are important to have, gang. And again, it's like, again, my travels, where would I be if, you know, small channels and networks didn't talk about this stuff? Because here's the truth, gang, and it goes on both sides, ours and theirs. For some people, what comes out of your mouth isn't necessarily what's in your heart. Back then, I was like, it's all good. On the inside, turmoil. It's like, this doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't. What comes out of my mouth, I'm with it. What was inside? Not so much. Same thing on the other side. There are some atheists who 100% turn to Christianity or Islam or Judaism or whatever. And so these conversations are important. I'm not saying I'm changing the world, but if one person can hear this and stop and pause and be like, yeah, that makes more, totally worth it. But gang, it gets to a point, even with important conversations like this, where the bullshit meter is just all the way maxed out. And it does get to a point, there is a balancing act with us to where we're just platforming nonsense. Right? And I'm tired of the bullshit. That's why I talk the way I talk. That's why this channel stands the way it does. Hold on. You guys mind your own business. Okay, here we go. There's just some conversations that aren't worth having. Maybe approaching the topic, but to go for it now. Because it goes a little something like this. Gang, there's no exercise physiologist, no elite level personal trainer, no strength and conditioning coach, nothing. If you actually believe that saying your ass on the couch, eating bonbons, ho-hos, Twinkies, washing it down with Diet Coke, eating fried food, pizza, and if you literally believe that that's the way to longevity, and then you're like, okay, Mr. or Miss Exercise Physiologist, let's debate. No exercise physiologist is going to debate you, none at all. There's no nutritionist who's going to sit here and have this conversation with you. You want to know why? The foundation of your belief is just sitting on some bullshit. Hold on. Gang, why is Papa just staring at me like a fucking lunatic? Hold on, I got to get this queued up. Okay. Fuck you, it's for the boys. Back on topic. Okay, just pick one, right? There is no board certified, medically licensed OBGYN who's going to debate someone who literally holds on. And again, it's one thing when you're five. When you're 35 and you actually believe that storks bring babies instead of a man sticks his dick in a woman and makes his dick do push-ups until it pukes in her vag, then you got the fucking moleculars, and then you got the cells and the atoms and the blase and the glavinoids. 9 months later, Jonathan. That's how it works. But if you literally believe that a stork brought a baby and you want to debate an OBGYN on that, it's like, don't waste my time. Hold on. What the fuck? Again, gang, Uncle Bobby is still professional than a motherfucker, isn't he? Hold on. Okay. Talk amongst yourselves. Hold on. It came up. Finally. All right. Okay, back on topic. Where was I? Fucking. Again, just pick the topic, and it just gets to a point where you are literally platforming bullshit. Now, more to the point of today's show, I remember there was a back and forth years ago, and this is when I first realized I was an atheist, and it was Richard Dawkins versus Ray Comfort. And by that, I mean, it was more Ray Comfort versus Richard Dawkins. That's really loud. Hold on. I play music for the boys because it calms them down. All right. Gang, these boys. Are truly my mirrors. Whatever mood that I am in, they react to it. Like I said, I haven't been in a good place. And so I find if I play piano music, meditation music, there's actually a YouTube channel, do you guys know this? For nonstop feeds of music that calms dogs down, I just belch, hashtag I'm professional, for dogs with separation anxiety. Serious, look it up. That's what I'm playing. Back on topic. Ray Comfort. Ray Comfort so badly wanted to bait Richard Dawkins. Dawkins like, don't waste my time. And despite what he'll tell you, he absolutely meant what he said. When he said atheist nightmare and pulled out a fucking banana. Oh yeah, he's tried to backtrack that. And he kept at it. Richard Dawkins, and you need to debate me. No. And I remember it got to the point where it was literally like challenge number 7. And Ray got on Twitter. And it's like 7 times Dawkins is afraid to debate me. He feels the low. Again, finally, Richard Dawkins camp. Like, dude, you got to talk about this. This is just sitting on some bullshit. So he did. It's like, I want to address this hubbub about Ray Comfort wanting to debate me. No, I'm not going to do it. And I remember what he said, because I'm busy. And he went on to further say, it just gets to a point where you're platforming stupidity. And he's right. And Ray Comfort doesn't want a debate. He wants a platform. They just want to get on top of the stage and just jerk off all over themselves. And they look for channels like this and bigger ones like the Atheist Experience and shit like that, so they can just sit there and say, Jesus loves you. They're not interested in a debate. They're fucking liars. Why am I whispering, gang? This coffee's not strong enough. Back, Jesus fucking Christ. But again, it just gets to a point to where you are platforming stupidity. One more thing before we get on this motherfucking thread. And it's like the definition of atheism. This is not a difficult topic. And again, if you are a teacher and you have a third grader who has this kind of difficulty with simple topics, you'd fail that kid. You'd have to fail that kid. And if it went this long, you'd probably suggest professionally that they go to a class that is more suited for the pace with which they are learning special education. And if you sat there with your fourth grader, your fifth grader, it's like, we got to talk about this math test you just took. Your monkey ass put 2 + 2 equals cardboard box. That's not even close. So I'm going to let you do this test again. Second attempt, you look at it, 2 + 2 still equals cardboard blocks. You're like, this can't be happening. You do it a third time, they still put cardboard box. Then you sit down, you're like, look, okay, we're going to do this test a fourth time. Okay, stop. You're at question number 12. Question number 12 is 2 + 2. Now, Johnny, look at me. The answer is 4. Write the number 4 down so I can pass you this time. You look at their paper and the fuckface puts cardboard box. You look at it with disbelief. You shake your head and you're like, fuck me, I gotta hold you back. I gotta hold you back. You've earned an F. And now I'm gonna go and talk to the counselor and get your monkey ass evaluated. You are prime candidacy for special education. Gang, that's what it's like talking to Christians when it comes to the definition of atheism. This is not difficult. It's not hard. Atheism starts at, I don't believe you. And it can go all the way to, I believe that. And no, that's not a play on words. I don't believe the claims that Christians make. It's just as much of an atheist as the one who says, I believe there is no God. All you have to do is not believe it. You're part of the club. Dues are paid up on Wednesday. It's your turn to bring the nachos. Please go fuck yourself. This isn't difficult. Now, gang, let's just tie this all together. I'm not even sure if I can release the video, but I'm still just going to do it to, you know, get back into the practice of it. So this is it. Podcasters, you can't see, which is right now all of you, but I responded to a post by Amir. His bio reads, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus saves. Jesus saved my life. Jesus' name above every other name. John 14:6, love your neighbors. Well, Amir put a picture of the Moses story where Moses put a stick in the Red Sea and the entire sea split in half. And these motherfuckers proceeded to walk miles in wet, not even sand. This is straight up mud. I'm going to repeat that. A dude put a stick in the Red Sea. That Red Sea split all the way in half and they walked across it. And then when I guess the Egyptians tried to chase them, the sea closed in on them and killed them all. Gang, please go fuck yourself. That did not happen. That did not happen. And I put that in the same category as, well, a stork brings a baby, no OBGYN is going to debate you. And I'm not going to debate someone on this. My comment was, just a reminder, this crap never happened. Stop it. And again, Christians, if you think I'm being harsh, what is your stance on Scientology, Mormonism, Hinduism? You guys laugh off and dismiss every other religious claim as ridiculous, except yours, because your shit really happened. Okay. Let's just go through some of these motherfucking responses. Doc T. Anthony, why would you take the time to post this if you don't believe? Why does it matter to you? You appear to be angry at Jesus Christ, so why post your opinion? If you don't believe, why put yourself out with anger? Doc, please go fuck yourself. This is what I'm saying. This is not a conversation. This isn't a conversation. This is one of the most tired talking points there is. Doc, in case you are truly not aware, Christians, you run this fucking place. And I live in the South, where you literally cannot walk a mile, literally, without seeing a church. Christians knock on my door. They wait for us outside of the fucking grocery store. You can't run for president in the United States without jerking Jesus off. Why do I talk about it? The question is, why do you guys talk about it? This is called a response, Doc. You put your shit out there, I respond to it. Now let's talk about the other one. You're mad at Jesus Christ, Doc. You're not even close to, give me a break. I'm about as mad at your God as you are at other people's gods. What does that sound? Gang, don't move. Total false alarm. Go fuck yourselves. Okay. Again, why are you mad at God? I'm not. I just don't believe in that motherfucker. And I'm responding to what you guys put out there. Again, and I think that's what kind of gets deemed the new atheist movement. Atheists who are willing to talk about this. Again, you're allowed to put your shit out there, Doc. You are. I'm also allowed to comment on it. Matter of fact, I think there were some real fucked up ass replies. Because my response was, then keep Christianity off my doorstep and out of the public square. Then I'll stop talking about it. Trey, out of the public square. So people can only speak what they believe. So as long as they believe you, that's not even close to being true, Trey. And my response, no. Speak what you want. Just stop acting shocked when you get feedback. That's what it works. Again, here we go. Again, Michaela. Michaela's talking some shit. The age old. Again, when Uncle Bobby kicks out, do you like nachos? That means I'm officially done with you. I can't listen to this bullshit. Okay, but what if there is a God? My response, prove it, then we'll talk. There were some real home run hitters, gang. Holy shit. Okay, again, Hyperion. Tried and true, just same old bullshit. Prove that it didn't happen. And again, out there somewhere, I'm sure in some philosophical circle, Hyperion just knocked it out of the park. But give me a break. No, no. Thinking, well, you're the one making a positive claim that it didn't happen. Shut the fuck up. Kitty table. You literally believe that someone put a stick, not in a creek, not in a sink, not in a bathtub, a sea, probably billions of gallons of water split in half. No, that's not, we're not playing this game. Prove it didn't happen. Go grow up. Let me see. Where's the other ones, gang? Okay, yeah, X-Rage, I pray for you. It's like, thanks, because that's going to help. Okay, Elias. I got a little back and forth with Elias. We're not going to get into everything. I just want to knock the rust off these wheels and talk about some bullshit. Everything written in the Bible is true. No, it's not. Stop talking. Yeah, that's pretty much the end of that bullshit. Again, I'm not going to sit here and platform the bullshit. The earth is not 6,000 years old. This is not a creation. This is nature. Some white dude in a robe did not talk things into existence in 6 days. This is what indoctrination makes you sound like, gang. Give me a break. If the spite of its weight hangs on nothing, what makes you think God the Creator cannot part the Red Sea? Just stop, Elias. Stop. Come on. What? There's some. Okay. IRS. Just a reminder, a playoff of what I said. You cannot prove that it never happened, nor can you prove that God could not make it happen. I said, I'm just going to assume you're joking. What was that response? Because I didn't see it. I'm not joking at all, but I can't understand your skepticism because you're an atheist. Well, thanks, IRS. You got that part right. Again, prove to me that it did not happen. Christians, go grow up. You know good and goddamn well that's not how this works. Again, you are in this to win a debate. That's why I can't have these conversations. Again, it's not like people are knocking down my door and they just have to have me. But this is why I don't debate. Because it's shit like this. Papa, stop it. Okay. In any other context, you don't talk like this. If all signs point that your significant other is having an affair and you front them, and if their response is, well, you can't prove to me that I'm not having an affair, that's officially the wrong response. You'd ask that person for your house key back and you'd kick them out. You would actually thank them for making this the easiest breakup in the history of romanticism. Just get the fuck out. Again, you don't talk like this in your everyday life. You just do this to win a debate. That's why I don't debate. That's why I can't have conversations. Because Christians, you don't. These are all fucking talking points. Oh, here's a good one. Brandy, those who criticize the Bible the most have read it the least. That just what do I say to that? There was actually a Pew Research study, biblical knowledge here in the United States, atheists versus Christians. Atheists knew more about the Bible than Christians do. Brandy, it's actually the exact opposite. It is. We are atheists because we've read the Bible, right? And again, because that was my response. And you think I haven't read the Bible? Again, no joke. 3 readings from cover to cover. I am not a biblical scholar, but I read well for a black dude, and I know what the fuck it is I have read. Right? Again, this is just platforming stupidity. Okay, Gen X Baptist. So can I see your evidence for that? And at this point, I'm just being a fucking smart ass. My response was, yep. Gen X's response, I won't hold my breath. My response, what do you mean by breath? Now I'm just using Christian apologetic lines against them. What do you mean by that? Peace slips fast under the West, therefore the Mudge. If you can do it, then I can do it. Right? You guys don't have conversations, so I'm figuring, why should I? Why should I play by a set of rules that you won't play by? This is the essence of back and forth. If you're going to have a conversation, Christians, that means half of it means shutting the fuck up and actually listening, which you just refuse to do. What else? Oh, see, here we go with that burden of proof bullshit. Oh, the Scott. Okay, I've interacted with you before. His response, why can't this happen? Think of your own logic, believing no God, the creator. Everything came from nothing, started with a grain of sand, loaded with energy, and everything for animals, plants, energy, love, stars, gazillion galaxies. No, pure baloney. Okay, hold on, let's go back. Again, this isn't a conversation. Because my response was, and whenever you're ready to ask what I believe slash accept, then I'm right here. Otherwise, continue to have this conversation with yourself. Getting what I said was spot the fuck on. I'm giving myself some dap for that. Because what I just said is true. Give me a break. Atheism does not speak to science. It doesn't. It may be consistent with science. I may be more likely to accept the science. But again, all atheism says is, I don't believe you. Again, that is some, when you find yourself quoting Ray Comfort, hang up your shoes. You believe that nothing created everything. That's got nothing to do with atheism. That's why I said, when you're ready to have a conversation, I'm right here. Because what was his response? I just belch, hashtag I'm professional. Where is it? Where isn't it? Okay, Adam Thomas, let's just get to his. What do you believe? That pineapple is bad on pizza, right? I believe there is a creator, but after that, it's hard to believe anything. Is it really? Then my dude, you just lack imagination. So much evil in the world that they, okay, you know what? Go fuck yourself. I can't even listen to that. Okay, Okay, some fuckface just busted out the were you there argument. Grow up. A dude did not split billions of gallons worth of water with a fucking stick. Why is this an argument? Okay, yeah. Then they went on this thing about calling me an attention addict. You're just as much on fucking social media as I am. Give me a break. Okay, God damn, gang, thousands of, okay. Okay, what? Why would you care? Okay, are you able to tell the same about, okay, again, the Muslim comment. Again, this is why these aren't conversations. Christians just stuck to scripts. I don't talk about Islam because Islam leaves me the fuck alone. It's really that simple. Then we got another one. Were you there? Give me a break. Okay, we got some bullshit. Okay, let's just go on back over here to fucking StreamYard. I just kind of wanted to knock the rust off here, gang. I'm coming back. But again, this is just sitting on some bullshit. That's what I'm talking about when I say there's no conversation to be had with people who just sit there and run down a fucking script. And it does. It just gets to a point where you are platforming nonsense. Foolishness. Why bother? I forgot how easily I get upset. Look, Christians, you don't talk like this in your everyday life. These are not difficult concepts to believe, and you dismiss supernatural claims on the regular. When it's not Christianity, apparently it's sitting on some bullshit. But your miracles, of course, they're the ones that are spot the fuck. I don't even know what to say to that. Gang, Uncle Bobby's only giving you one big motherfucking problem. So Uncle Bobby's going to give you one big motherfucking solution. As I come back to this bitch, Christianity, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I can't. I don't even know what to say anymore. And what bothers me is I used to sound the exact same way. As I sit here and I listen to grown-ups sound like this, I shake my head. It's like, I can't believe I used to say that crap. I'm still whispering. It's 3:30 in the morning now. I need some coffee. I used to sound just like them. I did. That's why channels like this are important. It makes people stop and pause. That's why I do this. And in fact, I just like to talk shit. The supernatural claims in the Bible, I just don't buy it. That's what makes me an atheist. I'm not mad at God. I don't believe in a God. I don't hate the motherfucker. I just think this is all sitting on some bullshit. What the fuck was that? Hold on. Okay. Let's pick up here. Today's show was straight bullshit. I just wanted to do this. Again, Christians, you've got no problem dismissing the supernatural claims in everyone else's faith system. But of course, yours. Yours are the ones that are correct. And again, to talk about it, to discuss it, so maybe some kind of closeted atheist, if you will, can listen to this and be like, he's making sense. But to carry it on with the people who still bust out the "were you there's," you can't prove it didn't happen. There's no, I'm not going to do it. Again, do you like nachos? It's just that simple. If you believe that a stork brings a baby, no OBGYN is going to debate you. If you think a gallon of chocolate milk and no exercise is going to give you six-pack abs, no personal trainer is going to debate you. Now, I'm not a scientist. I told you I sweat for a living. But I'm not going to have a serious discussion with someone who actually believes that a dude put a stick in a sea and the entirety of that sea split in half. I will address it, but I will not discuss it. I'm not that smart, but I'm also not that dumb. I know, just like you know, good and goddamn well, that the splitting of the Red Sea is a fucking fairy tale. All right, gang, the big guy's held you long enough. He's signing the fuck off. Gin and Truth, let's go. Christians, your supernatural claims are sitting on some bullshit.